On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team travels to Minnesota this weekend. Rematch with the Gophers, first round of the playoffs. Only senior we didn't visit with on senior weekend is David Bohm. Unfortunately, got hurt against North Dakota. How's the hand doing?
It's feeling a little better. I'm going tomorrow to get another x-ray, and hopefully, you know, everything goes as planned, and maybe we can cast it together, but if not, I'm still making the trip.
As a transfer here, what's the transition been like a few years ago, and you know, how much are you totally invested right now in what Beaver hockey is all about?
Well, I thought it was going to be a lot tougher than it was. The transition has been a little bit easier, knowing that the coaches have been behind me 100%, and that year that I sat out, Ben sat out as well. So him and I, you know, really bonded, and it's helped on the ice with our penalty killing, and it's been great. And you know, I'm invested 100% into this program. You know, I'd do anything for this program, anything for the coaches, the fans. Obviously, I would do anything for the guys that sit next to me in that locker room. So, you know, like I said, hopefully things goes as planned, and maybe I can suit up this weekend.
I have to admit, I was chuckling a little bit at Beaver Pride the other day, and somebody had asked you, you know, what is it about your game where you're always given, quote unquote, 110% every shift? And you said, you know what, that really wasn't my game before you got here. At what point did the eyes open up and realize that if you're going to play here for Tom, that that's the way you've got to play?
Yeah, I mean, I had to be honest, you know, coming out of juniors, that was probably one part of my game that could have been lacking, was, you know, maybe my competitive edge or something like that, knowing that I was smaller. Tom told me, you know, my first week I got here, you know, you are smaller, but you got to battle just like you're 6'3", just like you're 6'4". You can't take a shift off. You can't miss a check or have an excuse for being out battle just because you're smaller than maybe a guy who's you know, like 6'3", or something like that. So it's really helped my game, and you know, I'm thankful for the staff that they've kept on me, and they've made me a better player.
That is, quote unquote, what Beaver hockey is all about, though. How quickly does it take the freshmen to realize that?
I think they can see it right from captain's practice. I mean, our captain's practices aren't just like any normal captain's practices. We try to get after it as hard as we can, and we try to make each other better every single day from day one. So I think now they're adjusted, but I think they got it from the first day they were here.
Obviously, this season has not gone as anyone wanted it to. You've been in 20 one-goal games or tie games. That's a ridiculously high number. Is it frustrating? And do you realize that you're not very far off and that a lot of good things can still happen this season? Or what's the season been like?
It's frustrating knowing that you have, you know, 9-10 seniors in that room that our leadership's there. You know, we have guys who will do anything for this program. And it's frustrating, you know, with those one-goal games where, you know, we're maybe a shot or a save away in all those games. And, you know, it's frustrating, but, you know, it could have been a lot worse than it is now if we didn't have the leadership and like I said, the seniors and the upperclassmen like we do in that room. And, you know, we're sticking together right now, and, you know, the season's not over. It's a new slate going into Minnesota this weekend. So we're hopeful, and we're going to play just as hard as we have every other game.
As you were watching last weekend, what did you see that, you know, maybe a chink in the armor of Minnesota that you guys can take advantage of this weekend?
Well, obviously, we're going to be on big ice, which is their strong suit. But if anything, I don't want to say it because they have, you know, an unreal decor, but maybe they cough up pucks through the middle. And if they can do that, I think we can have a quick transition on them and hopefully get a couple fast strike transition goals. And I think that'd be key for this weekend.
Hope to see you on the ice, and good luck.
All right. Sounds good, Brian.